Dr. Larry Kaskel. You should listen to him if you know what's good for you. Of course, you should listen to him even if you don't know what's good for you. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
Hi, everybody. There's about 77 million baby boomers in the United States now. And according to ARP, about 90% of this second largest generation say they'd prefer to age in place rather than being confined to an assisted living facility or hospital. My guest today is Ruth Tarantine. She is an RN and doctorate of nursing practitioner and author of the new book, Against All Odds, How to Move from Provider-Centered Care to Patient-Centered Care. Ruth, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Kaskel. How are you today?
I am good, thanks. How did you particularly learn about this current crazy broken system?
Well, I've been a nurse for over 25 years. Most of my time has been spent in a large teaching hospital, health system. I've also worked at intensive care units across the country and in Italy. And I'm also a nurse educator. I currently am the chair of a graduate nursing department for a private university. And despite my years of experience and being entrenched in the healthcare system, I became a family member of a loved one who was in a prolonged hospitalization that spanned over a course of about 2.5 years, and actually was a patient within the healthcare system that I happened to work for many years. And so I knew the healthcare system well, and I was surprised to learn that the healthcare system in which I led many quality initiatives and believed to be safe wasn't. And it wasn't the healthcare system per se that I was in. It is any healthcare system. As I'm sure you can attest to, it doesn't matter what town, what state you're in. It doesn't matter. Mistakes happen regardless of where you're at.
Even with you serving as the advocate, it was still a mess?
Correct. And in my particular case, within my family, obviously I'm a nurse. I have a brother who's an attorney, and I also have 4 other siblings. So we were all present with my mother consistently, and we advocated for her. We were her eyes and ears, and it didn't matter. Mistakes still happen. The healthcare system still fails, and despite the vigilance that many patients and family members take when involved in the healthcare system, things still happen.
So tell me a little bit about what patient-centered care is and how it differs from how we are currently delivering the care.
Well, I think there's many different definitions, as I'm sure you're aware of, many different definitions of patient-centered care. If you look at the U.S. government, and if you look on their websites, or if you look at some prominent research out there. Back in 2001, Del Bonco and Berwick, and I'm sure you're familiar with Dr. Donald Berwick, wrote an article about patient-centered care, and their definition was very simple. It was nothing about me without me. Plain and simple, a definition that any of us could relate to. And that really is the crux of patient-centered care, being a partner with your provider and having a stake in the care that's provided to you. I think many of us, I can speak for myself, as a longtime provider in the ICU, I believed that I provided patient-centered care. I really did believe that my decisions were based on the patient's preference and values, and I acted as such. Well, once I became part of the healthcare system as a consumer and family member and was on the periphery looking in, I realized that everything I believed to be true as a provider was now being challenged. That things that I did for many, many years, because that's the way I was taught, that's the way, again, I believed was the proper way, I was now finding out that it really wasn't in the best interest of the patient. And once I was able to step back and realize that having patients involved in their care, having buy-in, having them consulted and you know, part of the decision-making process. Obviously, they tend to adhere to a plan of care. Outcomes are better. We all know that financial reimbursement now is tied to outcomes. And so it's really a win-win for everyone, certainly for the provider, because they're going to end up with better outcomes, but most importantly, the patient, because the patient is going to stay out of the hospital and stay at their optimal level of health.
Ruth, over the last few years, hospitalists have pretty much taken over inpatient care, and there's definitely a break in the continuity of care. And do you see that as one of the contributing factors to the brokenness?
Without a doubt. Care coordination lies in the lap of the family member. And I talk about that explicitly in my book because I found that oftentimes that's where the break in the process occurred. As I'm sure you're familiar with, you know, when we look at sentinel events reported to the Joint Commission, we look at handoff. We look at every time a patient goes along that continuum of care where there's the possibility of breakdown. And so oftentimes, as that patient moves along that continuum, it is often the patient, but more importantly, the family member that has the information needed to progress to another level of care. In care coordination, you know, we look at the electronic health record, and we believe that that solves many of our problems. And I agree that the electronic health record helps, but I think oftentimes we put too much faith in that system.
I think it's in the way of the relationship between the patient and the doctor now, and the nurse. The nurse is spending most of their shift treating the chart and not the patient. So, Ruth, tell me what we can do. It seems like the rest of the world still cares for their aging family members at home, and we as Americans don't want to deal with it. We want to outsource it to a hospital. So are we fighting a uphill battle? Are you optimistic? Do you think things can get better?
I think they can. I think that for a long time, that we've been at the mercy of hospital systems, of insurance companies. And I actually think that as people age and as the boomers want to stay at home, there are resources available. For my mother's case, my mother was a dialysis patient. She had an infection that she acquired in the hospital. It caused her kidneys to fail. She became a dialysis patient on a ventilator. And so I took her home and cared for her on the ventilator, and I did home dialysis. She was the first person in the state of Pennsylvania that was permitted to do this. It wasn't easy. It required that I fight the insurance company and Medicare. And
right, even though you were probably saving them money.
Yes, and that is my point.
Right.
You know, it took many calls, but once you find someone who can add 2 plus 2, they realize it's a money saver. And I saved them a lot of money.
Unfortunately, everybody doesn't have their own Ruth, a nurse at home to take care of them, and a lot of siblings or children of family members disagree on how aggressive to be with their parent, and so they stay in the hospital and they get enormous amounts of unnecessary care towards the end of their life. How do you change that problem between the kids?
Well,
you got 30 seconds to solve that problem.
Quality of life. It's all about having a hard discussion with your loved one and making sure that you understand how they want to live their final days. Self-determination. So, they have a right to determine how they want to live.
Have a conversation with your parents with the kids present, it sounds like.
Yes, definitely. That's the key.
Ruth Tarantine is the author of the new book, Against All Odds, How to Move from Provider-Centered Care to Patient-Centered Care. Ruth, do you have a Twitter handle or a Facebook page that people can find you at?
I have a Facebook. It is Healthcare Against All Odds, and that is my website and my Facebook site.
Ruth, thanks for coming on the show today. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic. Remember, never let anyone else do your thinking for you, and stay skeptical, my friends.